In the first reading today, St. Paul entreats us not to receive the grace of God in vain, and then goes on to quote the scriptures that in an acceptable time I have heard thee, and on a day of salvation I have helped thee. So St. Paul says, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. So the church gives us this reading right at the beginning of Lent to be able to remind us of that exact point. This is the acceptable time. This is the time the church has set aside, asking us to be able to do penance and mortification, to be able to make reparation for our sinfulness, to be able to bring about purification, to bring about even the conversion of sinners and the salvation of souls. So it's a very special time for Catholics as we enter into the season of Lent. What you may find already is that you're struggling. We're, 5 days into Lent now? That means you probably messed up a few times already on whatever it is that you wanted to do. That's normal. The key is don't quit. That's what the devil wants you to do. He just wants you to give up. So the devil in the gospel reading today says to Jesus, if you are the Son of God. He knew that Jesus was the Son of God. But remember, from back before God even began his material creation, Satan rejected the idea that God would become man. And so he knew, but he couldn't accept. And so that's why he starts it that way. And he presents these various temptations to our Lord. So now he's going to look at you and me and say, if you are a son or daughter of God, whatever it is that you've decided to do for Lent, oh, you don't really need to do that. Oh, it really doesn't hurt just to give up a little bit on this. Oh, it's okay if you do this. There are going to be temptations, and there need to be temptations. The only way that you're not going to be tempted this Lent is if you decided that for Lent you're going to give up giving something up. So if you decided not to do anything, you're right, you won't have any temptations this Lent because you've already decided just to give in to them all. So that's not going to work. If you are doing anything else, there will be temptations. And it's a necessity. St. Paul goes through this whole list of things to be able to show that they are true ministers of Christ. Look at Jesus and ask yourself, how do you know that he's really the Messiah? He's the Son of God from all eternity. He came into this world, was born of our Blessed Lady. He is God. But if he just stood there and said that, would you believe it? Hey, look, guys, I am the Messiah. Really, I am. I don't need to do anything about it because that's why I came down here in the first place, just to tell you that I'm the Messiah. You wouldn't buy that for a minute. He had to prove it. He had to do something to be able to show that who he said he is, he really is. He made very clear that he's the Son of God. Remember, they wanted to stone him to death because he said that. He made very clear that he is God. He said, I am, which is the holy name of God. And once again, they wanted to stone him for that. They knew exactly what he was saying. When it finally came to his trial and they asked him point blank, are you the Son of the Most High? He said, I am. Caiaphas tore his robes and said, you've heard the blasphemy. What further proof do we need? He spoke the truth. What he said was absolutely true. Did the people accept it? Not for one split second. In fact, they said, this was blasphemy. So he said all of those things to us as well. But why do we actually believe that he is the Messiah? because when it came down to having to prove it, his passion, his death, and his resurrection, he did. He carried through with it. It wasn't just words. He did it in action. And therefore, we can look at everything that he said, and we can say, yes, he spoke the truth. He proved it. So now you have spoken to him. You said, here's what I'm going to do for Lent. He's going to say, prove it. We have to do something. And we're going to have to be tempted in order to demonstrate it. Just like if you decided that by the time Easter comes, you want to be able to, whatever, run a race or whatever you're going to do. You're not going to be able to do that by watching races on TV. That's not going to get you in any kind of condition to run a race. You might be able to pick up a tip or two from some interview with some athlete or whatever, but when Easter comes and you go and try and run, good luck. It's not going to work unless you actually start running or whatever it is that you've decided you're going to do. And there are going to be days that are going to come when you're going to say, I don't feel like running today. And say, too bad, get out there, because otherwise when the race comes, I'm not going to be in condition. I'm not going to be ready. But unless that temptation was there, I mean, if you got up every morning, you just said, boy, my favorite part of the day is going on this run and I just can't wait to get there. Yeah, there's no penance in it for you. But it's those days when you don't want to do it, when you would prefer not to go running or whatever it is that you've chosen. And you say, no, I'm going to do this. I'm going to be faithful to what I have told the Lord. Now, there may be times, using that example that I did, you might get a few blocks and say, you know what, I just don't have it in me today. You turn around, you go back home. Or there may be a day when you just say, you know, my pillow sounds way better than the cement, and you decide just to stay in bed. But instead of saying, okay, well, I guess I stayed in bed today, so it's over. I guess by the time Easter comes, I'll just give up that idea that I'll be able to run a race. Like, no, get out of bed tomorrow, and let's try this again. That's the importance here. St. Paul could go through this whole list of things that he endured, but he didn't start that way. He had to learn, just as we do. He had to prove that he was a minister of Christ by going through all the various sufferings that he endured. And you can be assured that when he was a younger man, he probably didn't handle it with silence and with humility and with grace. Probably just like us, he was yelling and sneering and doing whatever. But then he learned. And he learned only by doing it. So the same thing, if you want to be a saint, you're not going to become a saint by reading the lives of the saints. It's a very good thing to do. We can learn a lot from reading the lives of the saints, but that's not going to make you a saint. When you stand before the Lord and say, but Lord, I read about 1,000 saints. I should be here because I read their stories. I'll say, that's great, but what else were you doing? Did you live like a saint? Were you a saint in the way that you lived your life? How did you treat the people around you? What were you doing? Did you learn from the example of the saints and put it into practice? Those are the kinds of things, again, that we can look at and say, okay, I have to actually do this. And if I'm going to do it, I'm going to fall. And it's a necessity that we fall sometimes, because we have to grow in humility. And without the humility, it's worthless, because nothing else is going to stand. So it is a necessity that we struggle. and it is a necessity that we prove ourselves. That isn't easy. But this is the acceptable time. There are graces that are available to us now just because of this holy season that are not available during other times of the year. So the church is saying, don't receive the grace of God in vain. There is an abundance of grace available. Pray for help. Look to the Lord. Don't try to do this by yourself. I mean, yeah, if you gave up some goofy little thing that isn't going to cost you much, yeah, you can do that yourself. I mean, who knows? Maybe you decided to give up eggnog for Lent. Well, guess what? There's none available. So, yeah, what a penance. I don't have any in the refrigerator. There's no possibility, so I'm not even being tempted to do it. Yeah, okay, you can do that all by yourself. But if you're actually going to try to grow in virtue, if you're actually going to be doing something that's going to cost you, you're going to be tempted. You're going to fall. You're going to recognize your weakness. But in doing so, you also hopefully will recognize your dependence on the Lord, the necessity of cooperating with God's grace, because we cannot do this by our own strength. So that's what the church is giving us these readings for, to be able to say, look, St. Paul had to go through all these trials and tribulations and temptations. Our Lord had to go through all these temptations and tribulations. So do we. St. Paul, unlike Jesus, obviously he's God, so he didn't ever fall. But St. Paul certainly did, as did all of the other apostles, as has every other saint, with the exception of our Blessed Lady, who has ever lived. They are just like us. Yeah, there are a few of those extraordinary saints, maybe who right from birth were on the track. Most of them are not that way. Most of them are just like you and me. They had to become saints. They didn't start that way. So God wants you to be a saint, and he's giving you the grace to be able to do it. So the question we have to ask is, number one, is that what I want? Number two, am I willing to do what it's going to take to get there? Just like, again, if you decided you want to run a marathon, are you willing to do what it's going to take? It's not going to be easy. And the fact that you can run a mile isn't going to cut it for a marathon. You're going to have to push yourself and push yourself and push yourself. It's going to be a challenge. But are you willing to do what is necessary? If you're going to get to heaven, you have to push yourself. You have to do what's necessary to get there. So we have to ask ourselves, am I willing to do that? How much really is heaven worth to me? If we can put it into those contexts, if it's just a matter that, yeah, I should give this up, yeah, okay, then I'm fighting against my own desires. But if I'm giving something up or doing something or whatever it is to get to heaven, then I'm looking there. I'm not looking at me, because you might even look at yourself and say, you know what, it's not worth it. I like this stuff better than I like whatever temptations I'm dealing with or whatever weaknesses I've got. Look at heaven. Ask yourself, is it worth struggling with whatever it is I'm struggling with to get there? Is that worth my time and effort? The answer, of course, is yes. But we have to choose that. So that's what's put before us as we are still just in these beginning stages of Lent. The idea is hopefully by the time 6 weeks is up, what you're struggling with and falling a few times, even in the first few days, by the time the 6 weeks is up, you're going to be on a pretty good course. Not struggling too much anymore, not falling so much anymore. Maybe you're sitting pretty good by the end of the 6 weeks and ready then when Easter comes to continue on. That's the grace that's being given. So see it all that way. Like I said, even if you fall, even if you mess up. Don't give up. That's going to be one of the temptations. The devil didn't tempt Jesus to give up, because that wasn't an option. But he's going to tempt you and me to do that. First he gets you to fall, then he's going to say, okay, just quit. See, you're too weak, you can't do it, just give up. Now you need to look at him and say, I need to get back up and I need to get back on the road. Just like, again, if you're going to try and run a marathon and you trip over something on the sidewalk, you just sit there and say, oh, guess the race is over, I fell down. Or are you going to get up and keep running? Maybe you're going to be limping for a little bit because it scunned your knee a little bit, whatever. But you're going to get back up and you're going to keep going. So too here. If you fall, just look the devil in the face and say, you lose. I'm getting back up. Because remember, the saints tell us, what's the difference between a sinner and a saint? A sinner, when he falls, stays down, beats himself up, feels sorry for himself. A saint, when he falls, gets back up and keeps on going. Notice they don't say the saints don't fall. When the saint falls, he gets back up. God's asking you to be a saint. If you've fallen, get back up. Get back on the road. Ask for God's help. Ask for the grace. Be dependent on the Lord. Be humble. Acknowledge your weakness. And therefore, let God be strong in you. That's the grace that is offered in this holy time. So, coming right back to where St. Paul started, we entreat you, he says, do not receive the grace of God in vain. This is the acceptable time. This is the day of salvation.